owners.
Oh, tight fuck.
Wad. Tight wads.
Yes.
I don't think so. I think they might be next level. I got some insider information, dude.
Yeah.
I got some insider information. Because I was worried. Because I was like, oh, damn. But all these comedy clubs are going to close. I was talking to my tight wads from L.A. my agents.
My tight wads. My I TWs. My
tight wads.
Oh, my God. What did TWT say, dude? Tight wad team.
My team of tight, I got some new tight wads. I just signed with a new agency. Please let me get in trouble for calling Jewish people tight wads.
I might have to pause. I wish I had the capability of making that like public access, like rainbow thing right now. Like pause emergency broadcasting, dude. Oh my God.
Damn.
Oh, fuck.
Especially in Alex Jones' voice, Taiwan. What do you think your agents, Taiwan's?
Oh, fuck. Oh.
Damn.
Jackson, get the fuck out of here.
Not just that one guy, Al Roker.
True, and not that hot lady from Telemundo either, dude. Stop staring at her ass.
Tell us about the weather. Dogs.
Byron Allen owns the Weather Channel.
Who? Byron Allen does?
Byron Allen owns the Weather Channel.
No, Byron Allen, the comics weather. Guy?
Yeah, yeah.
So Byron Allen owns the weather?
Yeah, yeah.
So wait, the blacks control the weather? I knew it, dude.
Basically, the Jews. The blacks are the Jews.
Blacks are the Jews.
Damn, I don't want to cross these. I don't want to put these dots together, but my mind's automatically doing it.
You did it.
So the Jews do control
the Jews do control the
although,
weather. Byron
I
Allen,
say,
black Israelite, Jew.
I hear a little something.
This is new. Also, it's funny, too. The New Testament is kind of the exact same as the Old Testament.
Yeah.
It's really not that much different.
No. I've been going through
like
the Old Testament.
Dude, calling Jews tightwads, that's classic Old Testament.
They gave the loan to these people. They paid it back. It wasn't even like they took it out. It was like a dictator will be like, okay, and put most of it in a Swiss bank account. And then there's people who are like, we have to pay this money back, blah, blah, blah. So what happened was the government started – they had this like program where like they would vaccinate people or some kind of thing with it was like to
you
help.
Got Jews and vaccines
it was mosquito
this?
Control no it was good it was mosquito all control right, it was mosquito right. There was no Jews well maybe I don't know who works the IMF but the that's such a weird twist of logic but look Hitler said
that wasn't actually Hitler so he's fine
he like footnoted his like bibliography was like Hitler page 32
yeah
it was like Jews get your fucking it was but, Hitler's bestseller knock it the fuck off, Jew.
Could you cut it out? I'm trying to run a damn country.
No, all those books are like, get your fucking shit now, pussy.
Yeah. How to be a kick-ass woman.
Yeah.
That was Hitler's first book. It was like 10 ways to be a kick-ass Nazi.
So he was quoting Farrakhan, but he was like, look, man, even Hitler knew the truth about Jews and black people.
Yeah, and then everybody was like, no, you can keep your job. And then he got hurt and hasn't done shit.
Really?
Yeah, DeSean Jackson sucks.
Damn.
You trying to unite the clans, bro?
I could unite the clans.
I thought you were marrying my sister.
Well, your sister hasn't even fucking called or texted me.
You have to court her, dude. You have to call my parents. They'll arrange a date, and they'll walk behind you with their hands behind their back, and you can walk around the compound and just tell her about all the cool stuff you know of and all the cool stuff you'll show her. Like, and then one time, I almost got a snail, and like, you know, I said some things, and they fired me. And then...
and then the tightwads...
Yeah, dude. Let's
tightwads
fucking
fired me, and then different tightwads hired me, and then the tightwads thought that they could make money off me.
She'll look up at you innocently, and be like, "Who are the tightwads?" And you'll be like, "My innocent darling, don't even worry about it. Let's
you
just go. Let's walk down to that pond again. Your dad dug out of the fucking ground."
It's pretty bad. I think it's an independent. It's an independent. It's banks.
Mm-hmm.
It's just banks.
Yeah,
it's not even government. They issue the government's money. The government doesn't issue its own money.
Dude, I'm telling you,
pretty wild,
the
right?
Days come, dude. Catholics and Jews, dude. It's fucking
me. Except the Rothschilds. You guys are out.
Yeah, get the fuck out of here. Me and David Graeber, dude. R.I.P.
Rothschilds. We're coming for you. I'm going to outwork everybody here.
Yeah, that was kind
of. That's not a great bit. We apologize. We got a few more days of goofing.
Shout out to the Jews, dude. I love the Jews, man. I do.
Nice.
I love the Jews.
That's good.
I've been doing doing a lot of research.
The Jews rule. I've been saying, listen to the old cast.
We've been saying, don't, you know.
I have.
You already said my body was disgusting. Don't make me an anti-Semite.
First off, we both know.
Jews.
Jews do rock.
They rule.
They rock.
They rule.
And
they rule hard as fuck.
Yeah. First off, I never. We've talked about this.
Know how to frame this conversation this way. We can just say they rule.
No, but I never cared about Jews.
True.
Then all of a sudden, I moved to the big city, and everybody's got an opinion on Jewish people, which is strange to me.
I was in New York.
Here too. Any city.
That's what Statue of Liberty was originally donated for.
For what?
The light. It was supposed to let them. Oh, I'm kidding. It was given to us by the French, but. Yeah, I'm joking.
fuck, I forget where I was going with this. Anyway, Jews rock. That's the point. It's a quote to Hitler that wasn't even Hitler. Yeah, I mean, he literally posted a paragraph that said, Hitler said, it just turned out it was wrong. So people were like, it wasn't actually Hitler. That's not true.
Who was he?
I don't know. It was weird.
He thought he was quoting Hitler.
He tried to quote Hitler.
In a good way.
Yeah, he tried to be like, Hitler was right that the Jews are trying to extort America.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't. He posted that online.
Yeah, the quote itself was about, I think, like one of the prime ministers of Israel saying, we're going to like bleed America dry and just toss it to the side when we're done with it or something. And he was like, it's probably Hitler. Hitler said that.
Yeah, that sounds like the big man.
Yeah.
But it is really fun to go back and watch how they handled Drew Brees being like, I like the flag.
He's like, I like America.
They were like, piece of shit, get him out of the league. It's time to retire. Deshaun Jackson was like, yo, Hitler had some decent points. And they were like, my man's just misunderstood right now.
So, now, it's because like 1,000 years ago, it was like kind of hot to have a humongous head.
Yeah, some blockhead walking around.
Like, damn, look at these fucking
I was head. Talking about the – all right, so the tightwads, I think, are hanging up. I was afraid that the clubs were going to be fucked, comedy clubs. But I heard through the grapevine, the tightwad grapevine, that a couple of the tightwads are thinking about buying up all those tightwads.
Really?
No, the tightwads are buying up all the clubs that are closing. So, like, there's expansionist tightwads.
Yes.
Yeah, I know. So, our God is great.
First of all, comedy clubs
are going to be open.
Who's?
I don't know. It was gibberish. It was made up gibberish.
It was just like Marx.
It was just like Hitler. Yeah, it was Karl Marx. No, he's like Hitler. Hitler said that it was something about like white people are going to be shocked when they find out the true Jews are black and they've been treating them bad.
And Hitler,
which it's like, first off, Hitler would have. This is crazy because Hitler didn't treat who he thought the true Jews were pretty good. You know, he wasn't like being nice to the real Jews.
I wonder what Hitler. Yeah, how do you think Hitler like felt about black people back then?
Maybe Hitler. He wasn't a big fan.
Really.
He wasn't.
Not at all?
No, I don't think
he was. Who did he like better?
I think he liked the whites the most.
Who did Hitler like better, Jewish people or black people? Be honest.
Truthfully, I think he liked black people more than Jews.
Sick.
I think he really had a vendetta.
But he didn't know the truth. If he'd known the truth, then.
I think perhaps Hitler did know the truth.
You think so?
And that's why he was trying to get. He was like, get these imposters out of here. We got a couple more days.
No, like we can't. It was something about like making excuses for people who are. He's basically saying like crime is just from deprivation and it's a normal response. And then someone, he kept alluding to the fact that people were, it's like the real problem here, it's not racial. He's like, there is a racial problem, but the real problem is the fact that there is people who are hoarding opportunity. He was saying rent seekers. So Weinstein was like, there's rent seekers, which I still want to figure out what the fuck that is. I just thought that was like a sneaky way to say Jews. Like,
definitely.
I didn't know what that was.
Rent seekers?
He started saying rent seekers. I'm like, I guess he can say that because Weinstein's Jewish. So he started saying, then people started like bringing up stuff like, "What like, you if you say like you know I don't know." It was just funny. They brought
that's
up
his that's his globalist
black conservatives. Their Achilles heel is they kind of all hate Jews a little bit. So like they started going into that territory. And Weinstein was like, "No, Jews have been attacked for like thousands of years." It was funny.
Yeah, I saw the Jews got on Deshaun a little bit.
Did they?
Slightly. Mitch Albom, Tuesdays with Mari.
Mm-hmm.
He wrote one. He wrote a scathing article about
Deshaun Jackson.
Yeah, basically, again, being like, yo, Jewish people are pretty much black people, guys. Chill.
Come on.
We're all it's us versus the white man. What are you guys doing?
Yeah.
Shut up, Mitch. The entire ship, one of them was Cleveland. I wonder if they were like, mission accomplished. We did it, boys. Time to head home. The Fuhrer would be so proud.
Were they down there looking for Jews down
there?
They
were down at the bottom. They were under the sea.
You said that. They were like, looking for Sebastian. Not here.
They were looking for Sebastian the crabs, the Jew crabs. Like, is there any ha here?
They're down there looking for Jew-lantis, dude. You know it's down here.
It's too wet. It's wet down here. I can't do a Jew. Can't do a Jewish accent.
You're good at German. Yeah.
Hold on. God, it's so wet down here. I can't do it.
That's how Atlantis ended.
Jew-lantis like, is like, it's too wet. It's humid all the time.
There's too many mermaids in this neighborhood.
Now, once the mermaids moved in, now we, you know, we collect their rent, but we don't like living with them.
The guy starts talking about debt. And, you know, so naturally you start going into, like, money lending and all this stuff. And, you know, I'm reading the book, but I watch, like, a million interviews. And the guy was saying how historically Jews would, like, so you would go. No. Fuck. The guy's a Jew. All right. The guy's a Jew. He hates the term self-loathing Jews, by the way. He's like, this is fucking bullshit. But he was saying that a lot of times, like in medieval Europe, you know, you would have like these dukes, these like European dukes, and they would like Jews would come in. And they tell the Jews like, you guys can't work, like no jobs for you. And they would tell like the peasantry and be like, fuck these Jews, am I right? And they'd be like, yeah, fuck those Jews. Like, we're not gonna let them work. And the peasantry would be like, yo, you fucking rule, Duke. So then he would go like, hey Jews, how you going? How you doing? They're like, pretty fucking bad. You won't let us work. And he's like, all right, I'm gonna let you lend money for me. So the Duke would set them up as money lenders and be like, all right, you can lend money here. Here's the interest rates. And then when the Jays started making a lot of money, the Duke would be like, damn, these guys are killing it. And they'd be like, hey, guys, don't these Jews suck? And they'd be like, yeah. And they'd be like, I'm getting them out of here. And the Duke would just take all of the money that they collected and be like, get the fuck out of here. So that would happen to them constantly as they moved around. They'd be like, come on, man.
Yeah.
So it was pretty –
That is interesting.
Pretty funny. I actually also adds up with – I watched this thing up by Thomas Sowell. It was A Brief History of the Jews. Very similar thing. They would wander in somewhere. But they went ham around like the Babylonian period. Like they were motherfuckers. I mean, you know, this is like fifth century, whatever. But they were talking about how, you know, they were doing their thing and then they got conquered so many times.
David, right? Like Solomon and David.
There was
David versus Goliath. David was a Jew.
David was a Jew.
He tricked Goliath.
Dude. I think was Goliath not a Jew?
Goliath was not a Jew.
I thought he was a bear Jew. I thought he was like Michael Rapaport's great 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 grandfather. Goliath was just like 5'9", 160.
Yeah, definitely.
No, there's some brawny fucking Jays. There's a couple.
Sandler.
Fucking, I know a brawny. I know a big bear Jay, dude.
Who?
Fucking, he's an entrepreneur, dude. Fucking Andrew.
Who?
You wouldn't fucking the guy who owns Magoobies, dude. You wouldn't
want to get your bitch true. On.
He's a big wrestler.
I was texting him last night. That's crazy. I texted him last night.
Yeah, guy's a fucking.
While watching JFK, I was texting Andrew. I was just like, how you doing, bro?
How is he doing?
He's doing all right. He always is very funny. If you're talking about self-loathing Jays not being a real thing, that guy is the best. You could text him and be like, how are you doing? Or are you doing good? He'd be like, define good. He'd be like, yes, dude, tell me. Tell me what's wrong.
On Bar Dog, too, like you were saying, I checked into it. It actually was $6 million. It wasn't like two, whatever you were saying. I forget what you
were saying. Okay. I thought it was a lot less. But thanks for
the fact. Your screen went off when you said that obviously, dastardly dude. Joke.
Hold on,
those aren't jokes, Matt. We don't start with hate speech.
No, I was just Barn Dog was like making some arguments before. I'm like, no,
I bet he was.
I'm pretty sure it was actually, you know, exactly $6 million. It wasn't 2.5 or whatever. That's one of the funniest hate crimes of like having a mathematical debate.
I'll give you $5 million.
That's as far as I can go.
Yeah.
The less anti-Semitic you are, meet you the in more the middle here. I thought it was $12 million, to be honest. All of my sources, I thought they actually killed all the Jews besides Adam and Eve.
That's a sick woke take. It's like, actually, it was like 25 million Jews.
That is pretty tight.
Good
and
start.
They were all black.
They were black Israelites?
6 million.
That's what nobody talks about, dude. They're all black.
Well, it makes sense because Germans have terrible senses of humor. So, like, they got hit with those black Israelites and they got fired up, dude. They were like, this must stop.
I mean,
like, he called me Hansel and Gretel looking ass motherfucker. There is no room for this.
Americans are going to retaliate.
Americans are going to party, dude.
They're going to be like, fuck this.
There's no doubt.
I mean, dude, how many people – you know a dude who has it, right?
Yeah, I know two at least.
Two dudes who had the Ronies.
Both Jewish.
Really? Liberals?
Definitely.
See. Yeah, dude. That's what happens. This is a liberal disease.
What do you mean, see?
I've called this. This disease only affects liberals, dude.
All right, yeah, there is a tough – I think it was you and me talking about it, where there is definitely a, like, look-at-me factor here where those tend to be liberal pussies on the internet being like, I have it.
Yeah, dude, COVID
I'm actually very sick. Yeah, COVID
virtue signaling is so fucking funny.
Tom Hanks now is like a liberal hero.
Tom Hanks hunting – although it was making me laugh imagining underwater Nazis for some reason. They were all in submarines. That's just imagining a bunch of Nazis in submarines being true. Like, hi-ho, hi-ho. Like, are there any Jews down here? There better not be.
It was bad back then. Dude, Jesus hated the Pharisees, bro. Hypocrites, yeah. Dude.
Who were the Pharisees?
His people, bro. His squad.
Oh.
Hated the Pharisees.
You mean Peter, Paul?
No, they're the apostles, bro. I'm sorry, dude. Jesus Christ.
Also the same. Well, the Pharisees were the...
high priests.
Your people. The black Jews. Israelites.
The Jews.
The true Israelites.
Yeah, the true kings of Israel.
Yeah. Okay, Jesus hated black Israelites. Yeah. They were always yapping at him. He would try to do stuff. They'd be like, where you going, fucking pigskin? Motherfucker. It'd be funny if that's who the Pharisees were. Yes. The black Israelites. Motherfucker walk on water. Look like a fucking dumbass. Fuck you. Fag. He's just like, who are you guys? I'm just walking to work. Carpenter ass pussy. Motherfuckers building cabinets.
That Jesus chair must have been right.
Yeah, the shitty mace. The chairs he made.
Jesus oh my must, God.
Yeah, he must have made the perfect chair and was like, this is
every it. Once in a while, he probably got tired making one. I was just like, I'm done with this.
Yo, dad.
Yeah, true. Sweeping the dust was like, yeah, dude, I've been reading New Test. Jesus rules.
Dude, yeah.
Jesus fucking rules.
Absolute words.
You hit those Beatitudes?
I hit the Sermon on the Mount. I started with Matthew. Is that what it is? Yeah. I started at Matthew. I started reading the Sermon on the Mount.
Namesake.
Unbelievable, dude. Love it.
Yeah, they'll fire you up. It's out of good. Nowhere.
You'll it's good.
Like, dude, wait till you get to the crucifixion.
Yeah, I'm going to.
Do you know what happens? He does that.
You forget how many cool sayings.
But stay after the credits.
True. He comes I'll be back. Curious little. Yeah.
After the credits, he's like, I'm actually not dead. Yeah. Do you like Jesus?
Dude, I fuck with Jesus heavy.
Yeah. Put hole off of this Israel-Palestine thing, but not following that. I started following stampedes at religious ceremonies.
Nice. Nice.
Israel. I didn't know the Jews got down like that, too.
Oh, yeah, dude.
I always thought it was Muslim stampedes.
No, they stampede hard,
the
too.
Jews will stampede. They get spooked at the watering hole.
Yeah, what are the Muslims? The Muslims spin around the thing.
They both do. They both do the circle dance. They love. Well, the Muslims do the thing in Mecca. You got to circle it five times.
What is
it,
like Muslims go clockwise and Jews go counterclockwise?
Probably.
And they
clash and stampede. Yeah,
it's a wall. It's like the wall of death, dude, in a mosh pit.
It really is.
They just mosh around the fucking wailing wall.
I saw a video. There was a video recently of a bleacher collapse. Packed to the brim with Jews dancing.
They're dancing on the bleachers.
Yeah.
What were they celebrating?
Like, here we come to get you.
Dude.
That's a sick song, dude. Halftime.
And they fucking, where were they though?
I think in Israel. I don't know.
So they're just getting pumped up.
They were doing the back and forth dance. Yeah. Like just like a basketball team pregame.
Getting ready.
True. And then it just.
Damn.
It's crazy. Yeah. And then I looked
they
up.
They sent like five missiles over to the Gaza Strip. Yeah, like, response. Fuck. Who the fuck loosened these balls?
Two people died really? In that one. Then I watched one. I think it was 2 years ago. 44 died in a stampede at this one thing.
Why were they stampeding?
I have no idea. Another bleacher collapse.
What?
Yes. And then a
stay
bunch of people
bleachers.
Tried to, yeah, get off the damn bleachers.
Dude, what the
fuck's going on the bleachers? Yeah.
Yeah, they're getting fired up, man. It's a fucking nightmare, dude.
What, you guys watching the collapse?
We're trying to figure out what's up about it, but.
They're just stomping. They stomp hard, dude.
It was a synagogue.
Yeah, they stomp.
It was a synagogue with bleachers? Damn.
Like a mega synagogue?
Yeah, it says it was a synagogue in the West Bank. And 200 people got injured. Like, the whole thing just collapsed.
Yeah.
Two people died. It says that the building wasn't, like, completely finished. and they were just like packing the gills, you know.
What is the synagogue still in existence to this day?
You say packing the gills?
To the gills.
Packed the gills.
Oh, I wasn't sure if you thought it was packing the gills. No. Alright, sorry. I didn't mean to be a cunt there.
You're
a cunt. Oh, that's a little cunt.
You're just quality control.
Did you just say that? Did you not know that one this thing about is how me,
I'm a stickler for grammar. I just love grammar. You're just making sure that, you know, people aren't fucking up.
Yeah.
That's all you're running tight.
Because I can understand, because every once in a while there's a, what's it, would I say colloquialism?
Yeah.
Would that be like a saying?
Colloquialism, yeah.
Or is that just a localized saying?
It's like a local saying.
It's good for me to correct someone and then not know what the fuck I'm talking about either. But
yeah, we're all
like a saying you can get wrong like that.
Sure.
Like packing the gills.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Done it myself.
Because it makes sense in your head. You're like shoving things in gills. You know,
packed to the gills. So they were at this. They're at the Megagog, getting fired yeah. up.
Jew Olstein was up there.
Jewel Olstein.
600 people were in the synagogue.
Whew. Damn. When was this?
You should see it. The synagogue's small.
Was this during COVID?
It was just like three days ago. Yeah.
That's what I'm more pissed about. Yeah, no, what the fuck, man? The CDC is not totally clear yet on indoor stuff. Were they all vaccinated? Does anyone know that?
Doubt it.
I'm really worried about Israel right now and Palestine. The fact that they're gathering like that without being properly vaccinated in close quarters. Were they all 6 feet apart at least?
No way.
What the
fuck?
No
way.
Oh, dude.
600 of them. And that building wasn't even being built yet.
The capacity packed of that the building gills, must man. Have been 80.
What?
Dude.
I knew it was bad over there, but I didn't know it was that bad.
A little boy died.
Yeah.
Well, that happens over there. That happens.
It looks
all the time.
Like they fell in like a wave. Like they went down and they were like, whoa, you know?
Damn.
Well, I don't think it's funny.
One it's not funny. Died, it's just what one happened. One little boy got crushed. One boy got crushed in the Megagog. Fuck, that sucks.
Oh,
man.
Another one. The other one, it came 16 days after an ultra Orthodox church. Like it got like crushed and 45 people died there.
Hey, Matt.
Just right after that?
Before.
Oh, fuck.
Two weeks, man. Before.
What? Who's making their seating?
Hey. Sorry, everybody.
Oh, my God, dude.
Yeah, it's just... We should probably pause.
No. We can watch. At least 200 people were killed. Oh, then it turns into a stampede. There's the back.
Oh, I never saw the back.
Oh no! This is the boys were on the bleach. Okay, I didn't show the collapse in the one. Yeah, the bleachers went down, dude.
Yeah, dude, I was always weary of that.
Rabbi was probably getting it too. Everyone's like, "Oh!" And he was like, "Yup!" And looked back, was like, "Shit!"
I went too hard.
I mean, dude,
went too hard. Got the boys rocking.
What do you think happens? What do you think happened as a result?
I know it's not. We're not supposed to make jokes, but I think there's probably a collective like, "Oh." It's only funny because, I mean, that's not funny at all.
It's not funny at all. I'm saying
just like the Trump flag.
From a legal perspective,
the Trump flag behind there, it was like, it's not funny. It's like, in fact, it's so funny that it's not funny. There's a lot of things like that.
I'm talking about that's got to be a legal nightmare, dude.
Yeah.
A synagogue collapsing. Oh my God. Can you imagine that case in court?
Oh my God.
Fucking everyone's getting a piece of everyone's ass, dude. People are like, yeah. I don't even know what's occurring right now.
Everybody.
It's like, well, that guy
braces.
Elbowed me as he fell.
I think gone. Everybody in Israel tomorrow is going to be in neck braces. It's like, were you there? It's like, yeah. They're going to be on UBI after that, the whole country. That's not funny.
That's not funny at all, dude.
But I love that now that Palestine and Israel are at war and the left supports Palestine, we can be anti-Semitic again.
Yeah. Well, it's funny, too. Like, it's just a group of people you can make fun of, like any other group of people. But they were off the table for a while. They were off the table because it all depends on everything else. I said the Italians are pigs. I said they eat like pigs.
Yeah.
Then the Jews fell off the bleachers and it just...
There's an interesting one where something like with Tony Hinchcliffe happens.
Yes.
And he says that word, that fucking unspeakable piece thing. That destroyer of all worlds, that word. And then there's always a comment of like, well, what if it was black people that he said it about?
Yeah.
What if it was the N-word? Mm-hmm. It's like, all right, well, what if it was Mick?
Yeah.
What if it was WAP?
Yeah.
If you want to do that game.
Yeah, of course.
Because then they have to be like, well, that's different. That's not as bad. And it's like, ooh, your rules, not mine.
So they vary.
So they do vary, perhaps.
They obviously do, dude.
Yeah.
It's, yeah, this is general consensus stuff. They obviously do.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, yeah. I mean, the problem is when there's people who genuinely are like, I fucking hate Grand Scream of people. And it's like, that stinks. But it ruins it for everybody else. Just trying to have a fun Josh on everyone.
I was talking to your brother William.
Yeah.
About dudes saying the N-word in stand-up. And I was like, you have no idea how often that happens.
They just rip it.
Of like a dude coming on stage at an open mic and being like, sup, everybody, and then hitting the N-word and just disappearing.
Open micers, go for it, dude. Open micers.
Just the guy showing up being like, all right, I'm going to fast forward. My career's over right now. Yep. My first mic, dude, the N-word.
They fly too close to the sun too soon, dude.
Right away.
A couple dudes have done it. And it's so funny. Dude,
All right, obviously, the word's not funny. It's disgusting. But what is funny is a guy trying to get away with it.
Also,
it's just so funny to watch at a show.
Also, just being like, because you know, when someone's doing stand up for the first time or so, they've been thinking about it for months.
Oh.
So they're like, oh my God, this is going to change.
I well crafted.
I'm about to change the fucking game.
I'm going
to
go ahead and say it.
But like, the way I'm doing it's just different,
dude.
It's just
different.
Dude. Just better. And then they go, and everyone's like, whoa, what the fuck? They never show up ever again. Yeah, it happens a decent amount.
Yeah. We used to get hit with truckers. I think I told you
this. You told them
about this? Dude, because in Harrisburg, there's like a bunch of just truckers. It's always truckers passing through. And dudes would just swing by and be like, I think I'll give this open mic thing a shot. Just crush an N-word. Just fucking get back in their truck.
Just pull
hit a different mic. They're just lone rangers, just hitting different mics with the N-words.
Oh, my God, dude.
Maybe this will work down in Sioux City over there.
Yeah,
yeah, it's very funny. It's funny watching dudes instantly implode. They're like, all right, here we go. Let's press it. Just press the button. Oh, no.
It doesn't feel good. I'm sorry.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
My ex-doctor.
Yeah, he told me about this.
Yeah, man.
It's wonderful.
He fell.
He was like, I'm going to go. I'm going to try a mic.
He picked.
Like,
yeah, he did one set. He already did a set. And the guy was like, does anyone want to go back up? Like, where you have more time? He goes.
He did the same. He did two sets in one night?
No, what he did. Yeah, he did two sets in one night. First set he did was like, yeah. And he started going, I knew I should have done that N-word shit. And he goes up. He goes, I got something. Goes up, rips. And literally, people are going, the late Mike Brooks, RIP. Goes, dude, sit out. Stop it. Oh, people were like, boo. People were like, we're booing him. And he was like, and then it's like got off stage and stormed out. And then it fucking came back to bite him. And he also got in some other trouble for some other shit. But
yeah,
the guy hates us. It came to his attention that we were talking about it on our podcast.
Was that the guy who had his own thing?
Yeah. He had a little show. And he was like, fuck those guys. Because the person on the show asked him about it. And he was like,
that was Stoner Dads. That guy walked so you guys could run, dude.
True.
That show, the fish lens, where they're just getting high talking. Dude, that was just Stoner Dads. That was the prequel.
That was proto Stoner Dads. Dude, yeah, we bullied him. We fucking...
What's wrong with saying it? I didn't say it.
It was him being like, I just don't lie anymore. And the one intern was like, did you say the N-word at an open mic in Philadelphia? And he goes, what? No. Who the hell said that? If I did... I see what they're saying. That would have been, but I didn't say that. And you just watch this guy for 30 minutes.
It's funny. That's exactly
minutes.
How I responded to my agent when she called and was like, did you say? And I was like, no, I wouldn't say that.
What?
And she's just like, here's a clip. I was like, all right. I said
that. Well, it's so funny. If you watch that, knowing the situation, the rest of the clip is the guy being like sitting on a couch, stoned to the bone, just being like, fuck. My fucking cool weed show just got, I just got blasted for saying the N-word. I just sit there just going, you see, and it's in like Deep Space Nine. It's like, what the fuck? I was genuinely like feeling watching it, being like, that must be the worst fucking feeling.
Oh, fuck, dude. It's, I know if you don't know, you can't know. But open micers, if you go to an open mic and you see a random, it's usually just a disheveled 40 to 50 year old man coming on stage, being like, hey, everybody. And then just fucking.
Oh yeah!
What was that? Do you guys 2 cents?
Yeah, man.
Yeah,
you can spot them. They're there. They're kind of in the corner doing their own
thing.
It's
its own creature.
Yeah,
there's a lot of creatures at an open mic, and that's a very distinct creature.
It's a scorpion of open mic. They're just ready.
You find them under rocks. Well, they glow. There's also the black nerd.
Oh, yeah.
Very prevalent.
Oh, yeah.
What else is there? There's white autists throughout.
That's a lot. A lot of white autists.
Lesbians, former burlesque dancers, a lot of that.